So, Baruch Hashem, we're starting Masechta Yuma, Siyata Dishmaya. Most of the Masechta is talking, and already from the beginning, it's talking about Avodas Yom HaKippur in Beis HaMikdash, Avodah of Kohen Gadol, different parts, Avodas Pnim, Avodas Chutz, and along the way, there's going to be sugis that are talking about the avoid in the Beis HaMikdash even during the year. Yeah, but only towards the end of the Masechta, yeah, the last perek, so it gets to the halachas of Yom Kippur Bezman Hazeh. Yeah, that's the Chamisha Inuim and the halachas that are going to give Bezman Hazeh. Most of the Masechta is the Kachim part of Yom Kippur. Which lemaisa we see, even it's negel also bezman hazeh. It's negel lemaisa also bezman hazeh. We know that always kachrim is like that. So Gemara says that there was chachamim that were baki, that even if they weren't baki in gan shas, but they made sure to be baki in mayed, nashim, nezikin, and kachim. They left out zuayim and tyrus. Why? Because zuayim and tyrus is not negev as manazeh, so that comes after. That's not as urgent as the rest. Yeah. So Rashi Oifnor explains. What about kachim? Kachim they did. It says they did know. Even those. Yeah. They, in other words, they knew four sdarim out of six. Kachim is also not negev as manazeh. Zokt Rashi, it is. Why? Because it says, "Kol ha'oisik b'toyvas chatos ki ilu hikriv chatos." So, in order to accomplish the milah of the korbanis b'zman hazeh, you have to learn kachin. You have to learn the sugis of korbanis, right? Yes. So that's first of all reason why it's an agiyah b'zman hazeh. And taka the stipler has a there's already the Chafetz Chaim Likutei Halachos writes a thing in the Hakdama, the Kutei Halachos and Kachim, and the stipler talks about it in a letter that this is Mamish Nagia, this is a Halacha L'maisa, that the Staka, there's a priority in Hilchos Talmud Torah to learn first the Inyanim that Nagia L'maisa. Shulchan Aruch Rav writes in Hilchos Talmud Torah, I think. So the Taka of Chavetz Chaim says, I think, the stipler, they make a point out of it that when a person is choosing the what to learn first in Shas, yeah, so this is a so kachim is part of the things that have to come that have a priority because it's negel maisa. Yeah, obviously, brachas Shabbos Eruvin is more negel maisa, but there's kipshutoi. But even the kachim has a priority halacha maisa to learn it before other things because it's negel maisa mitzad this yisoid of kol eisik teiros chatos kli kuvchatos. But more so, we taka see that this even. Besides this is true in general, but all kachim, but specifically the gabei our masechta, we see it that even all klaisul today Yom Kippur, part of the seder of Yom Kippur, part of the seder of davening is the seder avoda, of Kohen Gadol, it's not stam, yeah, it's not bechinam, it's because for having the full kapara of Yom Kippur, so you need the avoda. Avodas Yom Kippurim. It's not like other Yom Tovim that there's the Yom Tov and there's also the korbanos of the Yom Tov. Here, the korbanos on Yom Kippur, differently than other Yom Tovim or Shchaidish, it's part of the essence of the Yom Kippur. That without that, yeah, you're missing out on the kapara. The whole Yom Kippur is about the kapara Shabbai. And the Avodas Yom Kippur is what's supposed to accomplish it. Yeah, the Sayyam Mishtaleach, the Avodas Kohen Gadol, the Avodas Pnim, all the different parts. So in Melo, here is where it comes to, and it's not just in general, but having Kapara for different things. But Lemaisa, when it comes to, when Yom Kippur comes, so that's what we say, the Sayyidu Avoda for this purpose. And the Stako Rashi, Rashi says that, there's a Gemara that says that, it says about one of the Amiraim that he was Mesader the Seder Avoda by his Rebbe or by a different Chacham, And it's talking there about Tefillah of Yom Kippur. In other words, there's a Mekor in Gemara for our Minig to say the Seder Avodah on Yom Kippur. Mitzibur. Yeah? This is not part of the... It's not part of the Shemoneh Esrei. It's not part of the Etzem Nusach of the Matbeya of Anshei Knesset HaGedolah of the Shemoneh Esrei, right? But Lamaisa, this is not like the other piyutim. Yeah, different Rishonim made different piyut. It's not like Kuvo, yeah, this piyut, the other piyut. Seder Avodah is something that has a Mekor in the Gemara, and the Rashi says there, if not, that what's the pshat that you do that you're doing that you're saying the Seder Avodah Yom Kippur and Bitzibu, Zok Rashi, Mishum Neshama Parim Sfaseinu. All korbanos. But here the pshat is obviously the avodas Yom Kippurim is there for being mechaper on Klai Yisrael, which is what the Yom Kippur is all about. So that's why we do the seder avodah for having the full fledged kapara. Because once you're saying the seder avodah, so it's ke'ilu hikriv. You have it's ke'ilu. Yeah, it's maybe it's not the same, but it's a certain extent ke'ilu. You have the ke'ilu of the kapara of Yom Kippur through the amira seder avodah. Now the thing is, this amira, especially since it's teirush bel peh, it's not saying psukim, so you have to know what you're saying. In order for it to work, you have to know what you're saying. Mm-hmm. If you know sometimes it's a rush, and it's already the end of Musaf. People are reading fast the pages like it's amiras, that they don't know what they're saying. They don't, and sometimes even if they're not in a rush, they don't know what they're saying. You have to
word rots.
Many of the words are in the Nusach, especially in Nusach Ashkenaz. It's pashut. You have to. You need a pirush. You have to know what you're saying, for otherwise you won't understand it. A big part of it, and you have to know that it's a wichtige zach. More than other things, because the whole idea of saying the Seder Avodah is because this is the, like, it's a Rashi. It's in the Shana points for saying it's in order for the Kapara of Yom Kippur to be work out the way it's supposed to. So, Mimela, that's all. So, going back to the point that I'm trying to make here is that learning Masech Yuma, yeah, what you see, right away, the Masech is starting with a kachim part that is not Negev Bezman Hazeh, and most of the Masechta is good, talking about that. Only in the end we're going to get to the Chelik Negev Bezman Hazeh. I'm saying no, already from the beginning, the whole Masechta is Negev Bezman Hazeh, not just because of the general concept of Kol Ha'isik B'Tiris Chattas, Kili Yikiv Chattas, but Poshet, it's Yom Kippur soon, and you have to say the Seder Avodah, and the Seder Avodah in Yom Kippur is being said for having the good Kapah of Yom Kippur, and in order for that to work, you have to know what you're saying. So for that you have to learn Yuma, you have to learn the Masechta, and then you'll be able to chap what it's referring to, different parts of the Payits, of the Seder Avodah. Yeah, it's referring to different, it's mamish all coming from our sugyas. So you know the sugyas, and then you see it, especially if you prepare in advance, you have a pirush. So then the whole thing, it's first of all, it's a different experience, a different kavana, and it's also the accomplishment is different. The neshama points for saying, yeah, when you're saying the korbanos, especially it's teirush bel peh, without a havana, it doesn't do much. Yeah, so this is mamish. This is why this masechta is mamish negel lemaisa kipshuta, the whole masechta. Okay. So you have a comment. Okay, so. I wasn't planning on saying this akdama, but whatever. Nice toys. Now, so before we start, we'll just mention here, this Mishnah, this sugya that we're going to learn now, is about, it's a big arichis here of Blatter Gemara. It's talking not yet about the Etzem Yom Kippur, but it's talking about not about already the Etzem Avodah Yom Kippur, but it's talking about the Hachonos for the Avodas Yom Kippur. Now, the first Mishnah is talking about those Mishnayos later, but the first Mishnah is focused. So the Mishnayos here are talking about the Hachonos of the Kohen Gadol for the Avodas Yom Kippurim, and the Mishnah we're going to learn now is talking about. specific things that you have to do with the Kohen Gadol before Yom Kippur, which includes a week before Yom Kippur, sending him away from his house, different things that you do a week before Yom Kippur. Now, I just wanna make a point to get the background here. Rashi says in the Mishnah that the reason, this is Mamish, the first Rashi in the Masechta, the reason why you are doing the Hachana with the Kohen Gadol before Yom Kippur, Zakt Rashi, Shekol Avoidas Yom HaKippurim Eino Ksheira Elo Boi. The olive boy voice Perik Basra. Yeah, so what is Rashi saying here? All the Hachanis that we're going to talk about here is Hachanis about specifically about the Kohen Gadol. Why? Zakt Rashi, because the Avoida in the Beis HaMikdash in Yom Kippur is only kosher by a Kohen Gadol. Dafka Kohen Gadol has to do it. And therefore, he's the one that has to be prepared for Yom Kippur, for the Avoida of Yom Kippur, not the other Kohanim. Because anyway, he's the only one that is kosher for the Avoida. Now, obviously, this means also that this specific Avoida of Yom Kippur needs this special Hachana. But Rashi is focusing on why Dafka the Kohen Gadol. Zakt Rashi, because the Avodah Yom Kippur is only kosher with the Kohen Gadol. So this is a Yisaidis Dik Nekuda that Rashi is bringing up here, that it's Pashut Kedai to mention it as a Hakdoma. Kipshuto in Lashon Rashi, it's Mashma that the everything you're doing on Yom Kippur, all the Avodah you're doing on Yom Kippur, is only you need a Kohen Gadol for it. Yeah, that's it's not muchrach. That's what Rashi means. But what I'm referring to is there's a big machlekes rishonim. When we say that you need a Kohen Gadol for avodas Yom Kippur, this could be when we say that you need a Kohen Gadol for Yom Kippur. What does that mean for the Avodah Yom Kippur? You know, in Yom Kippur, there's the Avodah that is Miyuchet Yom Kippur, right? There's Avodah Pnim, and even besides the Avodah Pnim, there's even things that are not done in Kodesh HaKodashim, but they're Kabbanis that are Miyuchet for Yom Kippur. However, on Yom Kippur, just like any other day, there's also the regular Kabbanis. There's a Kabban Tamid. More so, there's even Kabbanis of Musaf of Yom Kippur, which also, even though they're not daily Kabbanis, but they're not Kabbanis that are Miyuchet to Yom Kippur. It's like any other Yom Tiv has a Kabban Musaf, right? Even Rosh Chodesh, Shabbos, right? So Yom Kippur is one of the Mayadim for having the Kabbanis Musaf. It's on the same Parshah of the Torah when you have all the Musfi Shabbos and Yom Tiv. So you also have the Musfim of Yom Kippur. That's not the Avodah Miyuchedes of Yom Kippur, right? So the shaila is when Rashi says Shekol Avodas Yom Kippurim Eino Ksheiro Elo Boi, yeah. Does it mean Dafka the Avodah that is Miyuchet Yom Kippur, or any Avodah that you do on Yom Kippur? What about the Korban Tamid in Yom Kippur? Does that also need a Kohen Gadol? Or Dafka the Avodah that is Miyuchet Yom Kippur needs a Kohen Gadol? Maybe when it comes to the avodah of Bechol Yoim, the regular Kobanis, or even the Kobanis Musaf of the Yom Tiv Shibai, so Kain had it is kosher, just like any other day, or like any other Yom Tiv. Oy dilam aloy, it's a din in the day. All the avodahs on this day, of course it's a Yoim, this is a special day, it's a Yoim Kodesh, so even the regular Kobanis, whatever the Lom this is, need a Kohen Gadol. Yeah, that's two ways how to understand it. So the Maisa, it's a big machlekes v'shoinim. This is a segis dik machlekes v'shoinim in the Masechta. It's brought down. There's mainly two main mekayris for this machlekes v'shoinim that we have in the v'shoinim. Maybe three, I would say. One is there's a balamoyer that talks about it. It's a balamoyer. It's printed right away in the beginning of the Masechta, but it's talking about a sugya later, And there's also a Ritva later on in Daf Yud Beis, the Ritva b'shein the Ramban, and then there's the Rambam. The Rambam right away in the beginning of Hilchos Avodas Yom Kippur. So the Maisa, yeah. So maybe we'll get back to the sugya, yeah, later on in the sugya. So maybe it's going to be, yeah, when it's going to come up, and you're going to get to talk more about details about it. But I just want to mention here the main shiloh. Yeah, so these two tzedadim we presented here is really machlekes vishayinim. In the Rambam, it's mashma that all the avodas that you do on this day, you need a kohen gadol for them. Even the regular avodas, even the korban tamid, yeah, korban tamid, the musfi hayamtiv. Not only the avodam yuchedes for Yom Kippur. And it's mashman the Ram that it's likuvo. It's a dindo iraison. It's likuvo. Yeah. So the yisoid of this gzeiras akosov. Yeah. Rashi mentions here. There's a pasuk. There's later on Rashi that maybe brings a different makayer. But kuponim, this din that Rashi is referring to here, that you need a kohen gadol for avodas Yom Kippur, and Ramam it's mevur, which is Rashi is referring to as a dindo iraison. So in the Ram it's mevur that it's a din in legabi all the avodas that you're doing this day. Not lav dafka the avodah miyuchedes for Yom Kippur. And that's also shitas balamoyer. The balamoyer says it also lehedya. And the Ritva also brings down b'shem his rebbe the Ra'ah that also seems to hold this way. Yeah, so we have kama gdoile rishonim that hold big chiddush. That you need a kohen gadol even for the regular korban tamid shel shachar on Yom Kippur, not just for the okay. And hadith is not kosher for it. Yeah. And then the ritva brings down b'shem the Ramban, and this is also brought down in the case of Mishnah. This ritva is brought down in the case of Mishnah and the Rambam. The ritva says that the Ramban holds not like that. That the din da iraisa of that only a kohen gadol could do the avodah Yom Kippur is only referring to the avodas Yom Kippurim, the avodah that is meyuchet for Yom Kippur. But the regular korbanos that you bring on Yom Kippur, like any other day or like any other Yom Tiv, even is not. You don't need a kohen gadol for it. A kohen hedyot is also kosher. So this is mamish machlekes gedolei rishonim. Now, even the Ramban, that is the Mekel, yeah, that holds that it's only for the Avodah Miyuchedes for Yom Kippur. But the Ritva says the Ramban also agrees to two things about Shal Korbanos. The Ramban agrees to two. There's two nafkeminis that are lechumra on Yom Kippur about a kohen gadol even legabe the Shal Korbanos. First of all, he says, the Ramban agrees that even though it's not a chiyuv midoi raisa to have a kohen gadol for all the korbanis, yeah, it's only a chiyuv for the avodas Yom Kippur and Yuchedis, it's not a chiyuv for the korban tamid, and it's not leikuva, kohen hedyot is also kosher. However, there's a mitzvah lechatchila that everything should be done by a kohen gadol. So that's lekula alma, that even the Ramban agrees. Zayzok the Ritva. And that's a din doi raisa. It's a mitzvah lechatchila to have a kohen gadol midoi raisa. Just it's not a choiva. It's just a mitzvah. It's not a choiva. It's not leikuva. That's one thing. Nachazach zokter ritva b'shem the Ramban that even the Ramban agrees that midirabbanon chotch it's mamish a choiva. That even shal korbanos should be done dafka by a kohen gadol. Yeah, we said midoi raisa. He agrees that chotch a mitzvah. It is mitzvah lechatchila. But midi Rabbanon turned it mamish into a chiv. In other words, midi Rabbanon, the Shal Korbanos and the Korbanos of the Avodas Yom Kippur and Yuchedis are equal. They both need a kohen gadol dafka. But legabe the Avodas Yom Kippur and Yuchedis, so that's midi Raiso chiyuv to have a kohen gadol. Legabe the Shal Korbanos, it's just midi Rabbanon a chiyuv. But midi Rabbanon, it's mamish a chiyuv gom. Yeah, so that's the two points that he's saying b'shem the Ramban, that even the Ramban agrees. He agrees that chotch a mitzvah l'chatchilo you do have, even midoi raisa, and that midi Rabbanon it's even a chiyuv gomer for all korbanos. Other Rishonim are saying that it's a chiyuv gomer midoi raisa for all korbanos, and it's likuv midoi raisa. What's the nafkimina ledino? If lemais at the end of the day, even the Ramban agrees that it's a chiyuv mitzvah. Baruch Hashem, it's a chiyuv mitzvah. It's a mitzvah chadchilum deiraisa. Zok to Ritva. What if the kohen gadol is one person? He has to do so much, and it's a yom tainis also. What if the kohen gadol is shvach? He's shvach. It's too hard for him to do everything. So then zok to Ritva b'shem the Ramban. In such a case, with takam mekil. To use a kohen head yoit for all the other korbanos that are not the etzim of yisim kippurim yuchedus. So this is nagia lemaisa. It's not just theoretical. Lemaisa, in a case where it's too hard for the kohen gadol, so the Ramban holds will taka let the other kohanim share the avodah with the other korbanos, and the kohen gadol is only going to focus on the avodah yuchedus of yom kippur. Why? Because because it's midrash. It's not a chiyuv. So. Just a mitzvah, so lechatchila. So in the case of a tzayvich, so rabbanon, even though they didn't achiyuv, but in the case of a tzayvich, they will make it. So that's the machlekes rishonim here in the background. It's interesting. I saw there's a just mentioned as just a gishmak and a kudah here, like a cherry in the cake. Mm. I saw the Shara Melech on the Rambam. So the Shara Melech is clearing interesting chakira. What about he's saying when you say the Kohen Gadol is the only one that's kosher for the Avodah Miyuchedes for sure, and maybe even for Shaar Korbanos, for Shaar Avodos, Shaar Melech is clearing. What if, you know, usually we know that, you know, for Bedech Klal Avodah Beis Hamikdash, who's kosher for Avodah Beis Hamikdash for in Kol Yomos Hashana? Kohanim, right? Only Kohanim, right? Now, what if someone that is not a Kohen does a Avodah, Kol Yomos Hashana?
It's
Chayev Miso, Zakol Hazor, Korev Yumos, right? So the Shaar Melech declares here by Yom Kippur that the Torah says that only a Kohen Gadol is qualified for the Avodah. Yeah, Kolecho Lefishi Tosa the Rishayim, which Avodah is talking about, but Kopanim, whatever is Midoraisa Leikuva, you need a Kohen Gadol. So what's the status of a Kohen Hedyot Legabi this Avodah, Legabi Avodah Yom Kippur? What if a Kohen Hedyot is going to do the Avodah Yom Kippur? So Avodah, it won't be kosher, yeah, he's not, it's Leikuva. But the Shaila is, and it's also for him to do it, the Shaila is he going to be Chayav Misa? The Hainu. When the Torah says, Hazor HaKor Yumas, Yumas, what does Zar mean? Zar is not, the Taich of the word Zar doesn't mean someone that is not a Kohen. What does Zar mean? What is literally the word Zar mean? Yeah, the Tagum Unkilus in the word Zar. What is, you know, the Tagum is? Zar is nachri, nachra, the hainu, a foreigner. Yeah? Just like Gabi the Avaida of Kol Yomos Hashana, for being foreign to the Avaida, you have to be someone that is not a Kohen at all, right? However, Zok Tashara Melech, Legabi Avaidas Yom Kippurim, that here you need Dafka Kohen Gadol, so there's a makim to say that here everybody else except the Kohen Gadol is a Zar. He's a foreigner. Mm-hmm. So after the din of Kol Hazor HaKor Ev Yumos is going to be Chal and Legabi Yom Kippur and everybody. Yeah, Zar never meant someone that is not a Kohen. Zar meant someone that is Legabi the Avodah. He's a Zar. He's a foreigner for that. So it depends what's the requirement. If the requirement is a Kohen, so anyone that is not a Kohen is a Zar. And Kohen Gadol that you need on Yom Kippur that you need Afkan Gadol. So after even a Kohen that is not a Kohen Edi, that is not a Kohen Gadol, he's considered a Zar. So he's going to have a Chiyuv Misa if he does the Avodah. Maybe the din of Zakov Yumus is dafka for someone that is bichlal not a kohen, and even though on Yom Kippur there's an extra requirement of a kohen gadol and it's the rice, it's likuva, etc. However, once you're a kohen and you do the avoda, so it's usher, it's not going to be kosher, but you won't be chayev misa. That's not you're not a zar. After all, you're not a zar. Like in general, the guy with the avoda, kohen is not considered a zar. So that's the two studies. Shaar Melech has a suffix about it. He brings rice, lekan lekan. So you and Shom just want to this poshet. I think this chakira is not just a zaitik zar. Just brings out the point here about this this new, it's not like you have a Zaytik Adin here that you need a Kohen Godel. This Mamish turns out, you see there's, on a regular Avaida, you need a Kohen, on a Avaida Yom Kippur, you need a Kohen Godel. It's a whole different category. Ad Kedikach, when you have a Tzad to say that a Kohen Hedi is like a Zah. God it is. Okay. Now, Rashi here that is saying, Shekol Avaida Yom Kippur, Yimena Kshay V'Eleboi, yeah? So what's the Mashmois in Rashi? So Pashtis, Rashi is saying, Kol Avodas Yom Kippurim, yeah, Pashtis, he means to say, with no exception, everything, all the Avoda that is done on Yom Kippur is not kosher by anybody else, besides the Kohen Gadol. Yeah, so Pashtis, it's Mashma, Lichurim, Loshon Rashi, that he's siding with the Rambam, and the Baal Amar, that it's that even the regular Kobonis on Yom Kippur, Dafka Kohen Gadol could do. Kol Avodas Yom Kippurim. Yeah, pashtis, but it's not muchrach. You could say he means dafka the avodas yom kippurim. Yeah, I'm saying the lashon kol in Rashi. What is kol the rabbis? What is he coming? It's pashtis. Lashon kol is mashma all the avodah that is being done on this day of Yom Kippur. Yeah, but it's not muchrach. You could say the avodas yom kippurim shabbat. Only the chelik that is the miuchad for Yom Kippur. But Kulpanim, what's Negea here is Rashi is saying this as a hakdama for the Mishnah, and that's why we're talking this about this before the Mishnah. That this Mishnah that is talking about the hachana of the Kohen Gadol for Yom Kippur, why are we preparing dafka the Kohen Gadol? Zokt Rashi, Shekol Avodas Yom Kippur, Yimena Kshay V'Eleboi. So that's why he's the one, right? Now, if Rashi take holds like the Machmirim, like the Rambam, like the Baal Amor, that everything on Yom Kippur needs a Kohen Gadol. Okay, so then it's Pashat, so that's why he's the only one we're preparing, right? Because there's no Kohen Mediatim that could get any close on Yom Kippur. Everybody's out, it's only the Kohen Gadol, so he's the only one that we have to prepare, right? But according to the Ramban, that it's Lav Dafko, that it's Dafko for the Avodah Miuchedes Yom Kippur, you need a Kohen Gadol, right? So yeah, if Rashi holds like that, Rashi is kol lav dafka. Yeah, Rashi means dafka davidus yom kippur miyuchedus. So if that's the pshat, so how come you don't have to prepare also a kohen hedyot for whoever's going to do the other avodas? Yeah, let's say if the kohen gadol is shvach like the Ramban says, so then you let other kohanim do the rest, do the regular avodas, right? So why? So what about preparing them? Yeah. If you're saying that it's lemaisa, it won't be only the Kohen Gadol doing the avodah. So what about preparing them? So why are you only preparing the Kohen Gadol? Rashi is saying the reason why you're only preparing the Kohen Gadol is because he's the only one that is going to do the avodah Yom Kippur. Yeah. But according to the Ramban, that's not accurate. According to the Ramban, there might be also other kohanim doing the avodah Yom Kippur, just not the avodah miyuchedes, right? So how come you don't have to prepare them? So the answer is Vaistois, the whole din hachana that we have here is only what? For the Avodah Miuchedes for Yom Kippur. Yeah. Even if the Kohen Gadol does everything, yeah. But the hachana that is necessary here, yeah, the din, hafrasha that we're gonna see here, is only for the part that is Miuchad for Yom Kippur. The part that lekulam you need only your Kohen Gadol is kosher for. Mashen came for the Korban Tamid of Yom Kippur. Even if you need a Kohen Gadol for it, yeah, but that doesn't mean that you need the special hachonis for it. Yeah, actually the hachonis a dafka for the avodas Yom Kippurim. Yeah, that could be in a get to the sugya later. You could say if you will, maybe it could even be totally this machlekes vishayim. Dehainu ina chinami mimanafshach. If you say that all the avodon Yom Kippur needs a Kohen Gadol, even the korban tamid needs a Kohen Gadol, so ina chinami. So maybe since you see even the regular avodon Yom Kippur is special, has a special din, you need this needs a Kohen Gadol. So maybe it also needs all the achanis. Okay, but it's a Kohen Gadol. So you're doing the Kohen achanis for the Kohen Gadol. Mimanafshach. Mashayin ken according to the Ramban. That Sh'ar Avodah is a kosher b'Sh'ar Koyanim Midoy Raisa. So that's why you don't need Achanis for them because they don't have special dinim. It could be Hagufa. Could be it's going to be totally in this. Okay. Now Lemaisa, This could be negiah to the discussion we're going to have soon. So let's just first see what is the first din we're talking about here. Shivas yomim koydim yom hakipurim mafrishim kohen gadol mibeisoy lelishkas pahedrin. So 7 days before Yom Kippur, there's a din hafrosha. You have to to make the kohen gadol get away from Beisoy to Lishkas Sanhedrin. What does this mean? What are you doing here? So first of all, so Lishkas Sanhedrin is a place is basically in the Beis Hamikdash. Yeah, it's a nidoin if it's kedushas hazara there or not. But kolponim, it's in the Beis Hamikdash. So the din is that the Kohen Gadol has to leave his house and basically be in the Beis Hamikdash in a special room there that is called Lishkas Parhedrin. The Gemara is going to explain why it's called this way. It's a Greek word, Loshni Yevani Parhedrin. The Gemara is going to talk about it. But the special room in the Beis Hamikdash, the Kohen Gadol has to stay there for the whole week before Yom Kippur. Now, we'll see later in the Gemara, in Daf Vav, the Gemara says that you see, it starts. Rashi already brings down here. We need a final solution. It's becoming sterile. Rashi already says, Eifnort, that Rashi says, Ubegin Moe Mefarish Loma Mafrishi. Yeah? Now, Rashi is not talking here about how do we know. Yeah, he's not talking about Mehecha Yalif law, but he's talking about what's the reason. Lama, there's a reason.
Right.
So you see, Taka in the parentheses, the Ma'amokim they're giving here for this Gemara is Dav Vav, because in Dav Vav there's a reason. Beforehand, we're talking about Yalfusis. In Dav Vav there's a reason. The Gemara Davav says like this. The Gemara asks, Lama Mafrishim. This is the Lashon where the Lashon Rashi by us is coming from. Lama Mafrishim. It's Lashon Gemara Davav. Frag the Gemara, Lama Mafrishim. Kedekam Rinon. Ile Rabbi Yochanan Kede Isle. Ushlakish Kede Isle. Dehainu. The Sugis that are, all the Sugis we're going to learn that are bringing Mekairis for this din. It's a din, it's a Gzeras HaKosu Vaza. Yeah, whatever, Mdei, Raisa, Smakto, whatever it is. So what are you asking, Loma Frishim? Zog di Gimova, Hochika Oma, Mi Beisoi Loma Pivesh. Yeah, you see, this is pushed important here for understanding the Etzim din. What are we talking about here? The Gimova seems to say that this Ke'ilu, two parts. In this din of the Mishnah, there's tzvei dinim likdo. There's the etzem hafrosha of the Kohen Gadol lelishkas parhedrin, and then there's also hafrosha mibeisoy. What does mibeisoy mean? Mibeisoy doesn't mean from his house literally, but it means meishtoy. Zokt Rashi oifnot and davov, and that's what the Pirush Mishnah and the Rambam says here. You know, beisoy zu ishtoy. So when the Mishnah is saying Mafrishin mi beisoy, so Gemara is touching it up, mi ishtoy, and that's what the Gemara is asking. I understand that the Kohen Gadol has to relocate before Yom Kippur, a week before Yom Kippur, and to stay in this Lishkas Panhedrin in the Beis HaMikdash. But why does he have to leave his wife? The Gemara is being Midayik in the Lashon HaMishnah here that there's an extra din that he has to leave his wife. Why is that necessary? From the Psukim that we're going to learn, Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish, what the Gemara is referring to here, the Sugyas we're going to learn, we learn from there's a Gzeira Sakosov that he has to stay in the Beis HaMikdash a week before Yom Kippur. But why does he have to leave his wife for that?
Anything, it's his wife is ma'ak that he should have his wife. That's
being married. Here we're talking about being with her, living with her. We're talking about.
I'm saying two afuchas.
Yeah. So the ma'isa. Rashi, we're talking about. So what does the Gemara mean practically? Like. In other words, it's mevuah in the Gemara that it would be shayich to be mekayim the din of the etzem hafrasha to lishkas pahedrin, and still that he should be with his wife. Yeah. So Rashi there already talks there. Rashi says the pshat is because just like he's going to lishkas pahedrin, also she could join him, and she could stay with him there the whole week in the lishkas pahedrin. Now. Problem is that avad it's not shaykh for a person to be with his wife in the Beis HaMikdash. So Rashi says there that the Lishkas Pahedrin didn't have Kedushas Hazara there. Rashi says, anyway, you have to say that because if the Kohen Gadol was staying there for a week, obviously he was sleeping there, and you're not allowed to sleep in the Hazara, even alone. Afilu Yeshiva Ba'Hazara is usher except for Malki Biz David. Kol Shekin Shchiva Zok to Rashi. So Mimelo, even if his wife wouldn't come, it's already muchach that this room in the Beis HaMikdash doesn't have Kedushas Hazara. So once it doesn't have Kedushas Hazara, so also his wife could join him. Yeah, so that's what Rashi is learning here. Yeah, Taisus have a different malach there. Even Shomba Kopanim, we're not learning the Gemara yet. They're just saying this is something we have to realize here, that the Mishnah here is saying two different things. There's the relocation part, and there's Prisha mi ishtoi. Tzvei bazun de redinim here, that the Kohen Gadol has a week before Yom Kippur. And the Gemara there asks that we have Mekairis from Sukkim for the Etzem Hafrasha of the location, that he has to move into the Lishkas Pahedrin. That we have, that is Sukkim that we're going to learn it from in the Sugya. But what about the Prisha mi isha effect, the Gemara? That's not. Necessarily haba hotalia, it's not mechayev. Just because he has to move to Lishkas Pahedrin, it doesn't mean that he has to leave his wife for that week. She could join him also, and they're going to be there together. Well, and since the Mishnah is saying mafrishim kohen gadol mi beisoi, so the Gemara is being medayik that it means that he can't even be with his wife. He has to be pirish mina isha, yeah, beisus ishto. So that's the Gemara asks, what's the reason for that? And the Gemara Taka says there's a whole separate reason for it. Tani Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseiro Oimer Shema Timatze Ishtei Sofek Nida V'Yavo Yoleh. If he's going to be with his wife during the week before Shoshana, maybe she's going to be a Nida. And then what's going to happen if she's going to be a Nida? What's the Shaychus Tavodis Yom Kippurim?
So he's going to become
Tani. Oh, so the problem is there's a din of Tumas Boyel Nida. That he's Tomei Shivas Yomim, and he may law, he won't be able to do that with this Yom Kippur, right? So that's why already 7 days in advance, that's why it's this time dafka 7 days. So if such a thing happened, so he's going to have a chance to be tired before Yom Kippur, right? Mashenken, if he's going to be with his wife during these 7 days, so it won't be bichdei shi'aisit to be tired for Yom Kippur, right? The Gemara says there. Gemara asks. Atubi Rashiya skin on what Yechayshish, that he's going to be with his wife when she's a Safek Nida. So the Gemara, Elo Shema Yavel Ishtevi, Timotzi Safek Nida. After the Bio, maybe it's going to turn out that she was a Nida. Anyway, Lemaisa, you see here that there's two different things going on. There's the Din HaFrosho Lishkas Pahedrin, and there's the Din HaFrosho Mishtoi. And it's Mevu in the Gemara that it has two different reasons. The etzem hafrasha of the makayim that he has to be staying in the Beis HaMikdash for the whole week, that's coming from Psukim that we're going to learn. And Masha'enkin, the din prisham ishtoy is a gzeved rabbanan azah, that we're afraid that he's gonna be tamei if his wife is gonna turn out to be nida, right? So it's two different dinim, two different reasons. More so, even the time of shivas yamim for each one of these dinim is for two different reasons. The reason why it's dafka 7 days, yeah. So when it comes to the din prisham in aisha, so we explain because the tumas ber nida is shivas yamim, so that's why it has to be shivas yamim, right? What about the din of the precious makayim? Yeah, you could call it the precious lishka Sanhedrin, the relocation. Why is that dafka 7 days? So that was in the Gemara. We're learning it. The first we're going to learn first from Shivas Yemei Miluim. Shivas Yemei Miluim. It was 7 days before the Avoda. The Avoda actually started in the Yom Hashemini. The Avoda's Koyanim, right? So there was 7 days, and it said there that for those 7 days they have to stay in the Beis Hamikdash. Yeah, Pesach Oyel Moed Teishvu Yom Velayla Shivas Yomim. So during the 7 days before the Avodah first started in the Mishkan, so they had to the Avodah's Kehanim, so they had to stay in the Mishkan for 7 days. It's Mefush Pasuk, and from that we learn the Hafrash of the Kohen Gadol before Yom Kippur also, that he has to stay in the Beis Hamikdash for 7 days. That's what the Gemara is going to say, right? So you see, even the time of the 7 days is a whole different reason. It's interesting. It's mamish like a coincidence. We're talking about two different dinim here. Tzvei bazundirit dinim, tzvei bazundirit taimim, and even the time of them, which is the same time for both dinim. It's for both of them. It's shivas yamim, but the shivas yamim are coming for two different reasons. Legabe the nida, it's a shivas yamim of the tumas nida. Legabe the prisham yishtoi, mashenkin legabe the makoim. It's because it happens to be, yeah, the Mekar from Shivas Yemei Miluim is, it says there's Shivas Yomim. The din is the din by Shivas Yemei Miluim. It's like 7 days, so that's also here, 7 days. So it happened that it both these two dinim, that in Isdan Lupun de Kechot, both have 7 days, both need 7 days, but it's for two different reasons. Yeah, it could have been, yeah, let's say if the din Tumas Soboyel Nida would be only 3 days. Yeah, so you would need 7 days to come to Lishka Sanhedrin, and out of that 3 days you would need to be Pavish Mishtek. Mm-hmm. It just happens to be that both these dini require 7 days, each one of them for its own reason. It's an interesting thing to notice here, that there's mamish like two different things that are going on here, mamish that have no shaykhs to each other. Now it's stuck interesting, I wonder, right? I don't have a pshat in this, but Rashi that we just mentioned, Rashi says, when Rashi is coming to Taitch of the Mishnah, Lelishkas Parhedrin, Zokt Rashi Kach Shmo, Ubi Gemorim Mefarish, I'm sorry, wrong Rashi, I was reading, the first Rashi in the Mishnah, yeah? When Rashi says, Shiva Siyam Kodim Yakipurim Mefarishim Kodim Godl, yeah? Rashi is referring to that at the beginning of the Mishnah, Zokt Rashi Ubi Gemorim Mefarish, Loma Mefarishim, right? Now, it's interesting, Rashi, especially the way they have the Ma'amakim there, Davav, he's referring to the din of Afrasham Ishtoi, right? But Lemaisa, as we just showed now, this is not the only thing that's going on here. There's Tzvei Bazundirit Dinim. The Gemara Davav is only talking about the second din of Afrasham Ishtoi. For that, the Gemara has a reason. But the Gemara, but the first din of Afrasham Mokain, that's not because of that reason. That's Xeris HaKosev. We learn from Shivas Yemei Miluim, or definitely Yalfuso, right? In Rashi, it sounds like he's uniting both dinim together. Kilu, there's only one thing going on here, which is the Afrasha Mi'ishtoi. Yeah? Unless you're going to say that the Ma'amukim they have here in Rashi is not accurate. Is not, yeah? Because Davvav is only talking about the second din. But when Rashi is saying, B'gemom Afrash Lom Afrishim, so Rashi is being Miramis to both. Lo mafrishim lishkas parhedrin. That's all the sugyas that are learning it from the pesukim. And taka, you see in the Gemara Davav that even that fits into the lashon lo mafrishim. Lo mafrishim kedukam. Rino ni le Rabbi Yochanan Rishlakish that this pesukim for it. And then there's another lo mafrishim about the lo mafrish miishtoi, and that's because of the chashash nida. So could be Rashi taka means here both. Rashi means to say the Gemara is going to explain what's the reason for both dinim of the afrosha here, the afrosha miishtoi and the afrisha miishtoi and the prisha samoka. Maisa, if you look in the Rambam here in Pirush and Mishnayis, you see the Rambam is mamish making a point out of this, that it's Tzvei Bazundirit Dinim. The Rambam's Lashon is, The Kohen Gadol ho'eved b'yom ha'kippurim Yerub Mordechai. I'm reading the Lashon Hara and Pirush HaMishnayos. The Kohen Gadol ho'eved b'yom ha'kippurim mafrishin o'isoy shivas yomim u'mafrishin o'isoy me'ishtoy. He's repeating himself. Tarot says he's referring to different dinim here. Yeah, there's a din of foshas mokraim, mafrishim o'isoy shivas yomim, and then mafrishim o'isoy me'ishtoy kedish lo yitimatzoy nido v'yihu tami shivas yomim. So there's a afrasha to Lishkas Parhedrin, there's a din afrasha smoking to the Beis HaMikdash, and there's another afrasha Me'ishtoi, two tzveibas under a din. Now, one last point about this before we go right there, just want to mention, yeah, even though the way we're setting it up, yeah, and that's what you see in the Gemara Davov, so the din afrasha smokoim, that he has to be in the Beis HaMikdash for 7 days, that's psukim, that's coming from psukim. Yeah, that's kilu. It's not coming from a svava, and the din for shem ishto is a svava gzev de rabbanon chashash nida. However, it's g'day to mention that even the first din of the relocation, so to speak, that he has to stay in the Beis HaMikdash for these 7 days, even though we're learning it from psukim, but also that has some kind of a svaro or gather, if you may. And Lemaisa, this anyway, you have to understand and learn this. Like, what's the be'etzim, the mechayiv? Yeah, we learn it from psukim, but what is it in the Yom Kippur, in the Avodas Yom Kippur, that is mechayiv this hafrasha? There's a din hafrasha smoking. Before Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol has to stay there for 7 days. Yeah? So we already said, maybe it's only for the Avodas Yom Kippur, Hamiyuchedis, but what is it about the Avodas Yom Kippurim that is mechayev this afrosha, this afrosha smokrim that we learn from the psukim? Mm-hmm. So in Maisa, there's the Rabbi Meir Simcha has a big yesod here in the Samech and the Rambam, beginning of the Halachas and Rambam here Avodas Yom Kippur. So he says al pil gimor later in Amud Beis. The Gemara later in the debate is talking in the context of the drushes, how to learn the drusha, but the Meir Simcha is mamish turning it into yesoid in the lum this year. what's the Gemara? No, the Gemara is later. Second. The Gemara's in Daf Gimel Amud Beis. Yeah. So the Gemara there is saying a tzushtel between the Shivas Yemei Miluim and the Yom Kippur. As we said, the it's coming from the Shivas Yemei Miluim, according to the first Mahalach in the Gemara we're going to learn. So the Gemara is saying a tzad ha-shave between the Shivas Yemei Miluim and the Avodas Yom Kippurim, then in both cases there's Avodot Chilo B'Mokoyim. What shall avoid the tchilu b'mokayim? Zok Rashi, Yoyim HaKippurim, Yesh loy avoido. I'm reading Rashi in Daf Gimel Amud Beis. This is Mamish HaKadomah here for understanding what, because I'm on purpose doing this, because we'll see, we're going to dive now into the rushes, which sound very technical. So if you first have the perspective of what is this, what is the idea behind this, so the whole thing is makes more sense and is much more gishmak. So Rashi says, Yom HaKippurim yesh lo yavoido lifnai v'lifnim, or yesh bo yavoido lifnai v'lifnim, dehainu in the Kodesh HaKodoshim. Shebayom HaKippurim horishoin hoisot chilo b'mokoim, shekoidem lochen lo yimichnas odom shom la'avoido. Yeah, so in the first Yom Kippur, Rashi says this was the first time that anybody ever got into Kodesh HaKodoshim. V'yayim shmini l'miluim, on the other hand, ha'isa avoidot chilu b'mizbeach ha'chitzoin. The first time there was any avoidah, even avoidah schutz was on the shmini l'miluim, after the shiva simei miluim, after those 7 days that they have to stay, they had to stay in the Beis HaMikdash. By the way, Rashi points out, what about, we know even during shiva simei miluim, there was already avoidah, right? What avoidah did he have during shiva simei miluim? Who did avoidah then? Moshe Rabbeinu. So Rashi says that's not considered. Moshe wasn't doing the avodah with the kihuna, so this wasn't yet the real avodah. The real avodah started for the first time on the yom hashmini lemiluim. That was the avodah skoyanim. So bekitzer, there's a certain tush that the Gemara is making here about the makim. The Avaida in the Mishkan by the Mizbeach was for the first time in the Yom HaShemini, and also in Yom Kippur, there's a first time Avaida in the Makoyim of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So Mir Simcha wants the Mamish turn this into Yesoid, that is that the whole idea, the whole Mechayiv in Lamdis of this Din HaFrosh of Kohen Gadol is Mitzad. The Avaidas Pnim, the Hainu, in order for the Kohen Gadol to be qualified to go into the Kodesh HaKodashim, to do the Avaidah Lifnai V'Lifnim, for that he needs the Afrosha. And that's the Tzushlo to Shivas Yemei HaMiluim. Just like in Shivas Yemei HaMiluim, when the Kohanim were going to do Avaidah in the Mokoyim HaKodosh of the Mishkan for the first time, so they needed this Afrosha, Shivas Yemei, to stay there before they start the Avaidah. So to a Kohen Gadol, before Yom Kippur, which is the first time, yeah, this year, it's the first time that he's going into with extra kedusha, with the kodesh kodashim, the highest kedusha. So there's a din of hafrasha shivas yamim. So the mechayiv of the din hafrasha and the tzushlo to shivas yamim miluim is about a hachana for going in to the makom hakodesh. It's not about the maaseh avoda. It's not about necessarily about the Kedushas HaYoim or about something special about the Avodah of the Yoim, but it's about the Makoyim. This is a Hachana before you go into the Kedush HaKadoshim. That's what requires this Prisha of Shivas Yomim. Yeah? Just like by Shivas Yimei Miluim, we have such a similar idea that before they got into the Makoyim, the Makoyim of Bechlal, the Azara of doing the Avodah there, they needed this Prisha Shivas Yomim. So this is the way Rabbi Simcha is touching up the yesod here of the sugya. This is what it's about. This is what this din is about. Okay. Now, going back to the discussion we had before. So lefizeh, it's pashit. Before we were discussing, according to the Rishonim, that even the regular korbanis on Yom Kippur need a kohen gadol dafka midoy raisa, right? According to the Rambam, the Baal HaMor. So does this also require the afrasha? Even the regular korbanis, just like you see, it needs a kohen gadol dafka, it also requires the afrasha. The afrasha that you're doing for the kohen gadol is also for the regular korbanis of Yom Kippur, because also those need a Yom Kippur. So you see, they also have a specialty. According to this Meshechochma's Mahalach, it's a vadanat. Because the whole tzoyich of the afrasha, the whole mechai of the afrasha, is mitzad, the lifnai v'lifnim, the kodesh hakodashim, which is obviously only the avodah of miyuchad liyom kippur. It's even more limited than that. There's even avodah miyuchad liyom kippur that is done b'chutz. Even that doesn't need the afrosha. Rabbi Simcha is saying the only thing that needs the afrosha is the avodah's pnim, the avodah's lifnai v'lifnim, what he does in kodesh hakodashim. That's because the makim, the kedushas makim, is what's mechayev this afrosha. Okay. So that's the first din in the Mishnah, which is two dinim, like we said. Nochad din. Umaskinin loy koyen acher tachtov, shema yera boy psul. So they also have to arrange a substitute, a different koyen, that in case something happens, a psul happens to the koyen gadol, so that he should be puzzled from the avodah, so there's going to be ready a memale mokoyim, someone that is going to be a koyen gadol instead of him. Again, since we need Dafka Kohen Gadol, yeah. So not all. So it's not you can take any coin. You need Dafka Kohen Gadol. So you need to make someone else ready for being a Kohen Gadol instead of him, in case it's necessary.
And he should also have to go to Lishkas HaBalajim or no?
It's a good hour, so we'll get to that one second. So first of all, what does this mean practically? What do you have to do? What does the maskinim mean practically? What do you have to do?
To be maman, a kayin, that he should be the mamal malkum, just in case.
What does this mean? What do you do? He's not a kohen gadol yet. Yeah, he's not. The original kohen gadol is still intact. He's not puzzled. This is just in case something happens, right? So what is the din halacha ma'aseh? What are you supposed to do? You're supposed to decide who it's going to be, to name him. What do you have to do practically before Yom Kippur with the other kohen in order to be mezamen him? Yeah, in order to be mesakin him. What is the ma'aseh that you do? Rashi doesn't say. Rashi says mazminim. Yeah, mazminim means like you prepare. But what does it mean practically? What do you have to do? What do you have to do? You don't put him in the Lishkas Pahedmin like the Kohen Gadol. That's for sure. It only says that about the Kohen Gadol. So what do you do? This Yishanim already points out, I'll peel the Gemara later, that the Afrasha is only done with the Kohen Gadol, the original one. The substitute, there's no Afrasha. Because the Afrasha is not Me'akiv, the whole Afrasha here, the whole Din Afrasha is not Leikuva. Yeah, that's Nocha Yisai that we have to have in mind here. This whole Din, Afrasha, Mi'ishto, Ilishkas Pahedrin, is a Din, but it's not Leikuva. So he made it, we only do it Zokta Tis Yishanim for the original Kohen Gadol, but for the substitute that is just in case. So we'll manage without it. He's Lamaisa gonna do the Avaida if in case it's necessary without the Afrosha. Yeah, even the Avodis Lifnei Lifnim, it's not Leikuva for it, okay? Taka Reb Meir Simcha there talks about why is it not Leikuva al Piyaz Yisoid? Yeah, we're not getting into that now, but upon him, it's not Leikuva, and therefore you only do it for the original Kohen Gadol. So what do you actually do with the other ones? So what is the Mishnah mean? And this, it's a din. Maskinin loy. What do you do? What do you do?
So to be mad.
You write it down. You write his name down. What do you do? You tell him that he's learned Musar before him. What do you do practically? What is this?
When they have a Rosh Hashiva or a Rebbe, that even before the Rebbe, the Rosh Hashiva prior was Nifter, they already were Mamana him. What did he do? Nothing.
What? You're not answering my question. I'm asking you, this is a halacha.
Yeah.
I'm asking you a halacha shayla now. In Shulchan Aruch, when this is brought down, what does it say to do? What do you actually do? You're telling me stories about Rosh Hashivas and Rebbes.
I'll tell you straight.
What is the Torah telling you to do? What is the Mishnah telling you to actually do with the other kind? Don't give me examples of other things.
Is this enough?
Direct answer I need. What do you have to do?
To appoint him?
What is appointing? You're not appointing him to anything. But you're not appointing him. You're not appointing him to anything. He's not a Kohen Gadol yet. He's only going to be a Kohen Gadol. You're going to make him a Kohen Gadol if it's going to be necessary. As for now, there's only one Kohen Gadol. He's not making him a Kohen Gadol yet. But so what are you doing? What does appointing him mean? What, that you're telling him that he's going to get the shtel and kids is going to say, you're telling him, so the ma'aseh of the amira of telling him that's the halacha here. Yeah. What is the halacha of ma'aseh shebog? To tell him that, to write down his name, to decide who it's going to be.
That's what it is. That's what I was
thought. Zog t'taisis Yishonim. So he says, interesting, he says, two nafkiminas ledino. One nafkimina, he says, you have to prepare for him, big the Kohen Gadol. Kohen Gadol is, and that's already something leikuva. Kohen Gadol all year long is only kosher la'avaida with big the Kohen Gadol. But Kohen Gadol has a special begodim, right? All year long, big the zav, right? And for avaidas yom kippurim, the avaidas pnim, so there's big the lavon for the Kohen Gadol, right? So this Gadim Yuchadim L'Kohen Gadol. So this Kohen that is a substitute, he has his regular Big De Kehuna as a Kohen Hedyot, right? But he doesn't have Big De Kohen Gadol because he was never a Kohen Gadol. Mm-hmm. Now, if you want to put him aside as a replacement, as Plan B for being the Kohen Gadol, so he's going to have ready Big De Kohen Gadol for himself. What's the big deal? If the Kohen Gadol is going to be possible, he's going to use the Kohen Gadol, the original one. What did he have to prepare begodim for him? No, listen to the Chap. He says, there's a Gemara later that says, there's a din in Big De Kehuna that it has to fit the size of the Kohen Gadol to have to be exactly fit his size. Mm-hmm. So it's a din doi raiso. Mi doi baki mi dosoi. Memela, Zakti Tixis Yishanim, in case something's going to happen with the original Kohen Gadol and he's going to have to replace him, he won't be able to just use his big Kohen Gadol. He's going to have his own ones that are custom made for him. Yeah, tailor, fit for his size. So that you have to arrange in advance. Zokta Tisishonim, that's the nafkimin ledin, lemaisa, aloch lemaisa of the din, of the Mishnah, maskinim, that you have to arrange for him, big Kohen Gadol, that fit his size already in advance. That's not something you're going to be able to wait for if something happens. Then if something happens, you're going to need him. You won't have big dick and gadol, right? So that's one of kamino ledino pashat, the practical thing that you have to do in advance for this second year. That's one thing that Tisri Shonim says. Nocha Zachi says, Nocha nafkimino ulehazhiro lishmoy atzmoy betahara. Dehainu, even though there is no gzeira here of lifush me'ishtoy like we have with the kengadol, however, We do tell him, listen, since you are plan B here, so you have to make sure to stay tar. Yeah, you shouldn't have anything, any tumor that might happen to you, make sure to stay away from tumis, because we might need you for the avodas yom kippurim. So that's not enough kimino ledino. So it's not just about deciding who it's going to be or telling him or writing it down. There's something lemaisa here, aloch lemaisa, that has to be done. You have to tell him to watch out, not to become tumi. And that's why he has to know in advance that it's him. Yeah, because it's something practically that he's going to have to do before Yom Kippur for it. Okay, so that's the two nafkimus lidino the Tesis Shonim says. Now, what's the psul that we worried about the Kohen Gadol that might happen to the Kohen Gadol? Shema Yerva be psul, and he's going to be psul for the Avodah Yom Kippur. What's the psul? Zok to Rashi, psul carry. Yeah, what might happen all of a sudden on Yom Kippur that could pass on him from Avodah? How is the Kohen Gadol all of a sudden going to turn into Pasul Mavodah? So Rashi says he might become a Baal Keri on Yom Kippur, and then he's going to be Pasul Mavodah, because Tumas Keri, Baal Keri is also to come in Bichlal, to the Harabais, to the Azova. Now, in order to be tar from that, you need to have Tvila. Yeah, that's not Tumas Shiva Baal Keri. Right? It's only Tumas Yom Echad. No, so what's the problem? If such a thing happens, so he's going to go to the mikveh. What's the problem? What's the chashash? Why would it passel him from the Avodah? If he's going to become Baal Keri, so he's going to go to the mikveh. Anyway, he goes to the mikveh so many times. Yeah, there's Chomesh Tvilois. Yeah, so what's the what do you need a substitute for that? Mm-hmm. The Teretz is, because Baal Keri, for being tired, the Avodah, what?
He has to wait.
It's not enough, the tefillah. What does he need? What do he need more? Erev Shemesh, right? Kozman, that it's still the same day, so he's still a tevul yayim, so he's still pasul, avodah. He's still, so that's why we won't be able to fix it in time, on Yom Kippur, right? So that's why we need a substitute. Now, it's interesting, there's a Yushalmi later on in the perek that has a kasha on this, very interesting kasha. Here, this is Mordechai. This you're going to enjoy. Yushalmi later on the perek asks Akasha, all this time is in your expense. This is something you have to. No. This is not counted as part of the. Yeah. So the Yushalmi has Akasha. There's a famous Mishnah. There's an Ovis. Asara Nisim Nasa Beis Hamikdash. One of the Nisim that happened in Beis Hamikdash was that the Kohen Gadol. That's one of the nisim that has to be something. The shvekti Yushalmi. So what's the chashash here about the carry of the Kohen Gadol? This is in the base of Mikdash. This never happened. It says Mefush Mishnah. This is one of the Asar Nisim. So what's the problem? So what are you? Yushalmi is not talking about our Mishnah. Yushalmi is talking about the Mishnah later that says that you make sure that he shouldn't eat certain things before Yom Kippur that might cause the carry. Yeah. So, fact, Yushalmi, what's the chashash? There's no chashash carry can go to be some mikdash. It's always nice. He has a supernatural protection against it. So the same thing here. When Rashi says Shema Yera Bipsul, the reason why you have to have someone instead of him. Yeah, it's because in case he's going to become Baal Keri, yeah? So they're saying, yeah, this is a Kasha Yushalmi here. Yeah, it applies also on this Rashi. Yeah, what's the Chashash? It's not going to happen. So what do you say, Mordechai? What's your Teretz? It's Yushalmi's Kasha. It's not my Kasha.
It's Yushalmi's Kasha.
Yushalmi later in the Perek. So what's your Teretz on this?
It's still... It's, you don't... We know it,
Yeah.
You could say it at the end of the tikufa, you know, that it never happened. But maybe this is before the maybe.
We didn't know yet. This about the snakes. Exactly. Only after experience. One second. One thing at a time. You're saying only after the experience of the years we knew that this snakes happened, but it took time for making this record. You're saying it's not a halacha l'mishimisina. Just we saw from experience that it never happened. So vice versa, it was a nace.
You're saying this is just a fact. It never happened.
This Mishnah is talking. No, I'm saying even if you're right, but this Mishnah is talking after. Yeah, this Mishnah was written after all the hundreds of years of the Beis Hamikdash. Yeah, so we already knew this, right? And the same Shisha said in the Mishnah where it says that this is one of the Asar Nisim, it also says that you have to appoint someone to be a substitute for in case it happens, right? So we already know this never happens. So what are you saying, Bavam? You're saying a different terrace.
In same Chalanes, we have to show when it comes to the Beis Hamikdash that we're doing the Lefnim Yishur Sadeh. We're making sure that
okay, you started good. It's a Kol HaMaisiv Goyreya.
Okay,
you started good. You're mechaving to the Yerushalmi's terrace. So Yerushalmi says two tirutzim. One of the good things in Yerushalmi is Ein Soichim Al Hanes. Ein Soichim Al Hanes is done that because we're trying to show the Lefnim Yishur Sadeh. Ein Soichim Al Hanes means that even if there's a nes going on, you're not allowed to rely on it. You mechuyiv to take the precautions. As if no nace is going to happen, you can't take it into consideration to be soymech on the nace for what you're doing al pi halacha. If al pi halacha there's a chashash of carry, so just because we know from experience that it never happens b'derech nace, yeah, maybe tomorrow nace won't happen. It's not a din. A nace is that's the metzias with zeicha for a nace, but you can't be soymech on it. It's not a guarantee. You're not allowed to rely on the nace when it comes to nafkiminus ledino. So that's one, and Shami even brings a pasuk. So nasun, in general, you're not allowed kilu to expect an ace, to expect that something's going to happen like a derech ateva, that Hashem is going to do it for you, change the rules of nature. So that's one teretz of Yerushalmi. And say chimel an ace. Nocha teretz zok Yerushalmi. This is mamish yisoidis. Nocha teretz zok Yerushalmi. Maybe this whole nace only happened by Bais Rishayim. Here we're talking about Bais Shani. Yeah, the Mishnah is already talking about Bais Shani. Bais Shani, maybe they weren't Zeicha for this nace. We know that Bais Rishayim was a high Madrega, there was Shechina there, other things, there was Orin. Bais Shani, there was no Shechina, there was no Orin, maybe then, the Zokt Yushami, they didn't have this nace Pashit. So that's why they had to be Choshish to this. So the mamish two tirutzim in the Yerushalmi for this kasha. Anyway, but Rashi also adds that is not the only chashash. Im yera by psul keri oish al tumo ha-me'akri milov in the mikdash. He might become tmei sheretz. He might be different tumis that are not tumas keri. Mm-hmm. Now for that, we don't even have the nace. The nace is not that a kohen gadol is never going to be tumi. The nace is that the keri he won't have. Other tumors could still happen if you take the nace into consideration. Yeah. So this might be the hoisafa that Rashi is making here. I think that when he was saying this is noch ateretz Yerushalmi is kasha. Even if you don't have to be choishes for carry, but other tumors might happen. Okay. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, now it's noch adin in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, af isho acheres maskinin loy shem atomus ishtoi. Shenema v'chiper bado yuvad beisoy beisoy zu ishto. Yeah, so we saw already in the beginning of the Mishnah we're saying beisoy zu ishto. Yeah, so this is in the pasuk that it says the kaparos can go on your kippur is for himself and for his house. Bado yuvad beisoy beisoy. What does it mean zu ishtoy? So what do we see from this that the kengodla has to be mechaper for his wife also? So Chazal are dashing from this that this is a requirement. That he has to have a wife, he has to be married in order for being mechaper for his wife. It's not just in case he has his wife, so he's being mechaper for her. No, it's a din that you have to have a kiyum of a keeper badu vad basi, that the kibbutz is for him and for his wife. And he made if a kohen gadol doesn't have a wife, he's not married, so he's not kosher for the avodas yom kippurim. And that's why we should also take care of this requirement. If we, just like we have a chashash that maybe he's going to be puzzled and we need a substitute for himself, Zakh Tob Yehuda, we also need a substitute for his wife. In case his wife, something's going to happen to his wife. His wife is going to die, so he won't be married on Yom Kippur, so he's going to be all of a sudden puzzled out in the middle of Yom Kippur, so we have to make sure in advance to appoint a shidduch, a plan B shidduch, for him to marry, so he should be able to be married even if his first wife is going to die. Amulai, but this thing is only Rabbi Yehuda's shita. Amulai, so Chachayim responded, Im kain ein ladovel soif. That's not a chashash. That you can be chayshish too, because Zok Trashi, Im kain the chayshish lemiso. Ein ladovel soif, shama gamzu tomus. Yeah, here, yes, yeah, so this is something. We'll see what's the difference between this chashash and the previous chashash. Rashi is already being madgish here. This is a chashash misa. If you're being chayish to chashash misa, this is something more rare, that his wife is all of a sudden going to die in Yom Kippur. So that's kind of chashash. This is not going to be a solution for it, because if you're going to have a wife, a substitute wife, maybe also she's going to die. So the ain't a double safe. So if once you start being chayish for such things, so ain't a double safe. So even this won't be a solution. In Yimela, you could just be soimich. Chazaka that his original wife is going to stay alive. Yeah, so this is something that is going to come up later, and the Gemara we'll see more about it. Tnan Hosam. So now we're going back to the first din of the Mishnah, the din Prisha. The Gemara is going to bring now a Mishnah in Masechta Para that has there a similar din like we have here in our Mishnah, Legabe Avodas Yom Kippurim. So there's similar din Legabe the Para Aduma. Yeah, there's a Pashas Paro Aduma, the Torah for Tommy Mace, for being Torah from the Tumas Mace. So you take a Paro Aduma and you burn it. And from the Eifa Paro Aduma, yeah, you do Hazois on the Tommy Mace. So the Mishnah in Paro says, Tnan Hosam, Shivas Yomim Koidim Sreif HaSaporo, Hayu Mafrishim Koin HaSreif HaSaporo Mi Beisoi, Lelishko Shal Pnei Habiro Tzofoino Mizrocho, Vilishkas Beiso Evin, Hoiso Nikris. So what is it saying here? One of there's different things that they do with the Paro Aduma. One of the things is the etzem sreif of the Paro Aduma. So the koyin, yeah, you need a koyin for it. The koyin that does the sreif of the Paro Aduma, you have to create the effort for Paro Aduma. So he has a similar din hafasha like the koyin godly before Yom Kippur. That 7 days before the sreif has a paro, so he has to be pirish mi beisoi. Yeah, which means also like here, Pirish mi ishtai. And there's also the other din of the relocation, Lishko shal pnei habira, which the Gemara is going to explain soon. What does that mean, al pnei habira? But it's also something that is in the Harabais, yeah, in the Beis Hamikdash. Also, it's a certain room there, and where is it? Tzofayno mizracha. It's on the northeast corner. Yeah, it's on the northeast corner. Rashi says that it's in the northeast corner of the Azara. Yeah, so it's in Rashi, it's mashma that it's in the Azara. Yeah, this lichu is totally in the Gemara later if it's in the Azara or not. The Rashash is pointing out here, Birkei Panim. So there's somewhere in northeast corner of the Beis Hamikdash. It's Tzfon Mizrach. That's where this room is located. This lishka. And it's called Lishkas Beis Evin, and that's where he used to stay 7 days before the Sreifa Sapova. The Lama Nikol Shmo Lishkas Beis Evin, she called Maaseo Biklei Glolim, Biklei Avonim, Biklei Hadoma. The Hainu, during these 7 days. Yeah, so they use there only kalim that are made out of stone or soil. The point about these kalim is atzad hashoveh shebehem is that they're not mekabel tumo. Yeah, klei glolim, Rashi says it's from glolim of behemis. clay avanim is yumamisho shaping up a stone. Clay adama, Rashi says, it's different than clay cheres. Clay cheres, we know that are mekabel tuma. Adirab, it's the worst tuma. It cannot be metairit. So what is clay cheres is also made out of soil. So what is the difference between clay adama and clay cheres? So Rashi says, she'ein asuim ki clay cheres bakivshon, elo min ha'adama hishu ke'even rako, v'choykekim mimeno kelim. Dehainu, regular clay cheres, the Tosis Rid here explains that you mix, you do like a lisho with water, and that's how you shape up the kli, and then you bake it in the oven in the kivshon. That's regular clay cheres. Then it is mekabel tuma. Here, however, we're talking about a kind of a soft soil that you could just shape it up to be a kli, to have a biskibo without water and without baking it in the oven. It's strong enough to last, to be stable without the oven, and it's also soft enough in the other hand, flexible enough to shape it up without water. And that's clay adama, and that's not mekabel tuma. So, Bekitzer, this room, this lishka is called Lishka's Beis Even, because during these 7 days they only use their clay avanim of a kayyotze bahem that are not mekabel tuma. My taima. Why did they use dafko these kind of kerim there that are not mekabel tuma? So, I'll give you more. Cave on the tvul yoim kosher, bepor, or the tnan. Metamin hoyu hakoyin aserif es haporo umatbilin oisoi lohoitzi milibon shul tzdukim sho yoimrim bemoi rovei hashemesh hoiso naseis. So what is this Mishnah saying? The koyin that was the koyin aserif es haporo, which was the koyin we were talking about here, so on purpose they would be metamehim, there was a din to be metamehim before the Tzareif HaSapara, and then to be matbil him in the mikvah. Why? Because the Tzedukim held that for the Kohen HaTzareif HaSapara to be kosher for it, he had to be a ma'ur of Shemesh. What is a ma'ur of Shemesh, Rabbi Yisai?
To wait after tefillah.
Right, that is not even a tefillah yom. That if he was tamei, so not only he was toivil, but also he waited for the nightfall for Harif Shemesh for completing the tahara. However, the halacha is not like the tzedukim. The halacha is that as long as he's not, as long as he was toivil, even if he's still a tefillah yom, there was no Harif Shemesh yet, he's already kosher for the Tzareif HaSapara. And that's why lohaytzi milibum shul tzedukim. So we on purpose did the kula to be metamehim and be makbil him, and then he should be served the power by bayayim while he's still a tvul yayim, to show that even though there was no hev shemesh yet, he's a tvul yayim, he's kosher for the avodah. Now, therefore, since there was such a din lohaytzi milibum shul tzedukim, this was as part of the hashkafa war with the tzedukim. Yeah, it's no din that he dafka has to be a tvul yayim, but he on purpose made him a tvul yayim. In order, lohaytzi milibum shul tzedukim for the fight for the Torah shebaal peh, right? Now, once we did that, which was a kula in the tuma, so for balancing up, zok the gemara takin lo rabbanon kli glolim kli avonim kli adama deloy li kablu tuma ki heichi deloy li zalzelu bo. Yeah, the hainu, there shouldn't be now, because now that you're being metamehim on purpose for your fight with the tzedukim, so people might think that the whole asik with the parah aduma, so you don't have to be nizer from tuma from it altogether, because you see on purpose you're being metamehim, so people are going to, and the maisi does have to be toyer, right? So for balancing this up, so there's a din d'rabbanon of using dafko during the 7 days of the achana, dafko kelim d'anat mekabel tuma, for having an extra precaution that the kohen aserif es haporo shouldn't be tamei. And this way, people are going to know that since you're also doing your achaka, siag lechumra, about the tahara here, so people are going to know that at the end of the day, the kohen aserif es haporo, he has to be tar. It's not that he doesn't have to be tar, just he could be a tvul yayim, he doesn't need have shemesh, but tahara you do need. So, connected the kulat we're making for fighting this dukim, so we also were doing, on the other hand, the chumra, lifnim mishu was a din for people to know that there's that this is a serious thing, that you do have to be nizar from tumah here in general. Why is the lishko of the koina so if it's a pava dafko and tzofin mizrach? Yes, we see we're not yet up to the hafrosh shiva seim of the avodas yom kippur of the kohen gadol. Yeah, now we're talking about the similar din which the sugi later is going to address them together. What's the mekayr of these two hafroshes? Yeah, we find the hafrosh shiva seim by koina so if it's a pava. And by Kongon of Avadisim Kippurim. So the Gemara is now putting the two dinim side by side. So there, by Kena Surface of Pava, so the Lishka that he's staying in is a different Lishka. Here by the Kongon of Avadisim Kippurim, it's Lishka's Parhedrin. By him, it's Lishka's Beisa Evin, which is in the northeast corner, in the Beisa Mikdash. Why Dafka in that corner? Why is there a din that it should be Dafka there? Zog the Gemara. Cave on the Chatos he. The Pala Duma has a din chatos. It says in the Torah, it's called chatos. Now, by chatos, there's a din that the shchito and the zvika have to be in the tzofoin, in the tzad tzofoin of the azova. Okay? Zog di Gimara, that's why the Lishka is in tzad tzofoin. Yeah, before we didn't get to the Mizrach yet. First, the tzofoin Shiboy is because of the din chatos that has to be in the tzofin. Now, there's two problems with this. First of all, we're not doing the shechita now. Yeah, we're just doing the. This is just the location where the kohen is going to be. What does that have to do with the avodah of the paradum? We're not yet doing the shechita. The shechita of a chatos has to be in the tzofin, but we're not doing the shechita of the paradum now. We're just talking about the location where the kohen is going to stay. He's going to stay inside the tzofin. Second of all, even the shechita, the actual shechita of the paradum, it's taka not done in the tzad tzofin of the Azova. More so, it's not even done in the Azova altogether. It's done chutz la Azova. The shechita of the Parva Adumah is done in Harazaisim, chutz la Harabais. It's b'chlal not in the Harabais. So what's going on here? So it's true that it's called chatos, and usually by korban chatos there's a din shechita tzofin. But in Parva Adumah there's no din shechita tzofin b'chlal. There's no din shechita b'azava b'chlal. So what is the Gemara saying here? Zokt Rashi, v'chatos te'una tzofin, chatoi sa kreivo is b'mizbeach, nishchot is b'tzofin. The Parva Adumah is b'chlal not, the shechita is not b'mizbeach. But by those chatois, the other chatois that do have din shechita b'mizbeach, so by them the din is shechita b'tzofin. This is something that is miyuchad in korban chatos, that it needs shechita b'tzofin. So what's the pshat? So the Gemara goes on and says, so we're skipping. Yeah, so Rashi explains, the point is, it's just a simen hazah. Since the din is by a regular korban chatos, that actually has a shechitas hazor, shechitas mizbeach, the din is shechita batzofoin, and the paradumo is also called chatos, so it also has a shame chatos, right? So even though the actual shechita of the paradumo is not done in the tzofoin, it's b'chlal not done in the azova, but as a simen for the kohen that he's preparing for the paradumo that is called chatos, that has a shame chatos, as a reminder, as a hacker for that, we're putting him in tzad tzofin, that this should remind him, oh, I'm preparing here for chatos, for parah adumah that is called chatos, and that's why I'm in tzad tzofin, because usually chatos needs tzofin. So b'kitzur, this is just a simen azah, it's just a hacker azah. Yeah, because usually chatos needs a tzofin, and this is also called a chatos, so this is going to remind him, the fact that we're putting him in tzofin, it's going to remind him that he's preparing here for the parah adumah, which is also called chatos. Yeah, we'll see soon what's the point about having this in mind. Yeah, that we'll get to. But Kupayim, for so far, we're just explaining that's the shaykhis of the tzofin here. Now, what about the mizrach? What about the mizrach? So the Gemara goes on weiter. Uksiv bo il noichach pnei oil moyed. So takinu lo rabbanon lishko tzofinu mizrachu ki heichid ele hevel lo ekeva. Yeah, so the Gemara is basically saying each one of these tzdadim, yeah, the tzofin and the mizrach have shaykhis to the parah adumah, and that's why we're putting him in the corner of tzofinis mizrachis in order for him to have a heker that he's preparing for the parah adumah. So what's the shaykhis of tzofin to parah adumah we already explained? What about the shaykhis of mizrach? So that the Gemara says, since there's a din by the din hazov, the power adumo, yeah, the shchit and the hazov, the power adumo, are done chutz la beis, I mean the shchutz la beis in harazaisim, But there's a din when you do that, the zrika there. Yeah, so you're not doing the zrika on the mizbeach, but there's no mizbeach there. But what do you? So what is the zrika to? Where are you throwing the blood of the parah adum, by the shechita of the parah adum, before the suray for Rabbi Yisai? Yeah, where are you throwing the blood on? What are you throwing it on? Where are you throwing it to? The zrika is a dam. There's a zrika. There's a hazah of the dam, not the efer parah adum, the dam of the shechita is a parah. So where? Noichach pnei el moed. The hainu, even though you're bechalal not in Har Abayis, you're in a different mountain in Har Azaisim. Yeah, the next mountain. But when you're doing the hazah of the dam, so you're supposed to direct it towards the direction of Oyel Moyed. Now the din of Noichach Oyel Moyed, Zokt Rashi, is, yeah, he brings down from the sugyas there, that it has to be directed towards the Pesach HaHeichol, the Pesach of the Beis HaMikdash. Now the Pesach of the Beis HaMikdash, on what side of it is it? Of the Beis HaMikdash, the Pesach? Pesach is in Mizrach, because the Shechina is b'mayiv, the Kodesh Kodashim is b'mayiv, the Pesach is in the Mizrach. So, which means that the Hazor is directed towards the Tzad Mizrach of the Beis HaMikdash. It's interesting. The direction of the Hazor is Be'etzim, if you think about it, is the opposite direction. The direction of the Hazor is towards Mayiv. Because if you're standing in front of the Beis HaMikdash and you're directing the Hazor towards the Pesach, mm-hmm. So you are in the Mizrach of the Beis HaMikdash, obviously, and Mimela, the direction of the Zrika is going to be towards Mayrav, not towards Mizrach. Mm-hmm. However, the Pesach that you're directing it to is the Mizrach of the Beis HaMikdash. It's only there's only Pesach the Heichol is only the Mizrach, right? So that's why Mizrach is another thing that reminds of the Parah Adumah. So these two elements, the Tzad Saf and the Tzad Mizrach, are two things that are supposed to serve as reminders for the Kohen that he's dealing here with Parah Adumah. He's preparing here for the Parah Adumah. And Imeila, what is that going to accomplish? Why is that important that he should have in mind that he's preparing for the Parah Adumah? What's the purpose of this, Rabbi Yisai? What's the accomplishment? He has to have Kavana that he's preparing for the Parah Adumah. But what's up is,
yeah, Bishlam Avodas Yom Kippurim is the Chaimer of Avodas Yom Kippurim.
By Avodas Yom Kippurim, we didn't see that there's such a din that he has to know what he's preparing for.
Right.
So, Rashi seems to say a general thing. V'yosim leiv liyo yizariz b'maaseh v'seder avodaseh. The Hainu Rashi is saying, this is in order that when the time comes that he's going to actually do the Sreif as a Pavah, so he's gonna be careful to do it Ka'alocha. Because it's a serious thing, Parah Adumah. So this is something that you need a achana before you do the mitzvah to do it right. Maybe, yeah, he should learn the halachas, he should take it seriously, he should have the right attitude before he's going to do the Seder HaAvodah of the Parah Adumah.
I guess more serious than other Avodas where you don't have this kind of achana. There's something about Parah Adumah that's more serious.
So that's the problem in Rashi. L'chura, this avodas parah is not more serious than other avodas. So why? I'm saying as long as he knows that he's preparing for a avoda here, l'chura, that should be enough. What's the idea? You see that we specifically want to remind him that it's the parah adumah, the tzofa in the mizrach. What's the significance of the parah adumah? That parah adumah, you have to be more zoris b'maaseh v'seder avodaseh than any other avoda. Mechitesa. So that's the part that is Shver in Rashi. So the Rishonim Taka, maybe because of this, are preferring a different mahalach here. The Teis Yeshanim Oifin Ot already says that the purpose of this is, Zokter, let's see, find here the small letter, the Isis Aktanois. Could help me out, Rabbi Yisai, here, find the Teis Yeshanim.
The beginning of is this two Mafrishim Teis Yeshanim.
Oh, it's an Amud Beis by me. Zok Teis Yeshanim ki heicha de tehev leikeiro she zoer lasis hazo yisel lishmo. Lishmo. So now Yemaisa. Okay? So now, so that already, first of all, explains if it has to be Lishmo, the Azois, So okay, so he has to know that it's paraduma. It has to be l'shem paraduma. So he has to know what it is, right? He has to have in mind what it's about. But l'maisa, the sesiyantiv means more than that. The Ritva explains that the pshat is, since the paraduma is called chatos, as the Gemara just mentioned, so this is not just stam loshen hazah. Itake has a din chatos, not for everything. There's no shechita batzafon. The shechita is anyway not ba'azora. But legabi, some things it has a din chatos halacha lemaisa. Now one of the dinim of chatos is, as we learned in the Mishnah in Psachim, that chatos is maybe the only korban that the kavanas lishmo is me'akiv. If it's not, if you do the avodah of the chatos shelo lishmo, it passes the avodah. Zok to Ritva, so to paraduma, because paraduma is also called chatos. So that's why he has to have in mind. We keep reminding him here: you're preparing here for avodas paraduma, which is avodas chatos. What's the significance of this? You have to take it more seriously than other avodas. That's what we would tackle. That's all we had in Rashi, right? Why is this more than other avodas? The Teretz says here the kavanas lishma is likuva. If you won't have kavanas lishma, l'shem chatos, l'shem paraduma, it's going to pass on the avodah. So that's why there's a special hacker here that we have to make for making sure that he's aware that this has a din chatos, and he's going to have a kavanas lishma. Otherwise, it's not going to be kosher. The lo lishma could passel it. So this is the pshat in the Tesis Yeshanim also. This is not saying you have to know that it's paraduma in order to know what to be mechaven for. Because it's a paraduma, that's why it has a din lishma likuva. Because it's a paraduma, it has a din chatas, and a chatas has the korban that shloi lishma passes it. So according to this very geshmak, why the heck he was necessary to know, that you should know dafka that it's paraduma. Something unique to the Paradum. Oh. So the Maisa, it's a Ritva. So I took the Ritva. Oh. Hitaka first wants to suggest the Ritva. Maybe the reason why the purpose of this hacker is that the Hevelei Keira Lasis has a ois of Lekoisel Mizrach. So that's the Mizrach is going to remind him to direct the Hazois towards the Mizrach when he's going to do the Hazois. But then the Mizrach, the Ritva. Okay, so that explains the Mizrach. But then what about the Tzofin? You see that in general we're trying to remind him that it's a. That it's a paraduma. There's no actual avodah that is done towards the tzofin and the paraduma. Zok to Ritva, Kevon, you're saying all this b'shem of Taisvis. We don't have the Taisvis. Kevon de chatos kayu rachmono dineo kedin chatos shimaso sheloi lishma psulo. And this is coming from a Gemara in Zvachim. Umishum hachi, yeah, the Mishnah in Zvachim, yeah, the Mishnah, first Mishnah in Zvachim. The tzofin on the mizvach is just a reminder that it's a chatos. Nafkimino legabi lishmo. Yeah. Okay, so that's the mahalach here. That seems to be what Tesis Yishanim also means here. Yeah, that's the heck here. The purpose of the heck here. Okay, we're almost finished here. Zog the Gemara my bira. Yeah, we're saying that it was in the bira. Al pnei habira, this lishka of the kohen asoyif zepara. Omar Rabbi Baba Chana, Omar Rabbi Yochanan. Mokoim hoyo behar habayis ubiro shmoi. Dainu biro is the name of a specific place in the har habayis, and that's where this lishka was. Verishloki shomar kol hamikdash kulay koli biro shenema habira asher achi noisi. So that's that pasuk Rashi says was said by David HaMelech, and it's talking about the Goyen Avon HaYivusi. That is a certain place, a certain property that David HaMelech devoted. He was mekadesh it for building the Beis Hamikdash on it, and that place he called the Bira. Hachinoisi, yeah, he prepared it for the Beis Hamikdash. So you see, the ganze Beis Hamikdash is called Bira. So this might be an afkimil ledina here between Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan, where exactly this bira is located. Yeah, Rabbi Yochanan says it's a specific place. It has to be Mokum Hayo Barabais. Rish Lakish says it's somewhere in the Beis Hamikdash. Kol Hamikdash Kulei Koi Bira. It's not Dafkos, a specific place in the Beis Hamikdash that's called Bira. Adkan.